This is Adavin Strauss, one of the Agriculture and Natural Resource Agents from the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, Montgomery, and Wilson Counties with your K-State Research and Extension Report. There are three different types of bees in a honeybee hive: worker, drone, and queen. Each has its own important roles and performs specific duties in a bee colony. The queen bee can be recognized by her abdomen, which is usually smooth and elongated, extending well beyond her folded wings. Her function in the hive is one of production. She is normally the only reproductive female in the colony. Egg laying begins in early spring, initiated when the first fresh pollen is brought home by the worker bees. Egg production will continue until fall or as long as pollen is available. Worker bees are the smallest of the bee castes, but are by far the most numerous. All workers are female and normally incapable of reproduction. They are unable to mate, but in a hopelessly queenless colony, workers may begin to lay unfertilized eggs, which develop into drones. Workers do all of the necessary tasks within a colony, including they secrete the wax used in the hive and form it into honeycombs. They forage for all the nectar and pollen brought into the hive and transform the nectar into honey. They produce royal jelly to feed to the queen and young larvae. They also tend to the needs of the larvae and queens. They cap the cells of mature larvae for pupation and remove debris and dead bees from the hive. Worker bees defend the hive against intruders and maintain optimal conditions by heating, cooling, and ventilating the hive. Workers have well-developed compound eyes on the sides of their heads and three simple eyes at the vertex. Their tongue is well developed and elongated for taking up nectar from flowers. Drone bees are male honeybees. The only function of a drone is to fertilize a young queen bee. They are visibly larger and stouter than worker bees. They possess large distinctive eyes that meet on the top of their heads and have antennae slightly longer than the worker or queen bees. Their mouth parts are generally reduced. Drones develop from unfertilized eggs, and drone cells are visibly larger than those of worker bees. Drones do not tend the brood, produce wax, or collect pollen or nectar. They will feed themselves directly from honey cells in the hive or beg food from the worker bees. From the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District, this has been Adavin Strauss with your K-State Research and Extension Report.